I am Leonard Whitby and it's Monday, December the 16th, and here's your news at 7 a.m. Digital expert Nrupesh Soni has shed light on the Telkom Namibia data breach, which he says actually occurred in late November and now has exposed sensitive customer information, including personal details, banking data and contracts. The data was leaked after Telkom reportedly ignored ransom demands. Soni had this caution.
Stay vigilant. Be extra cautious about any emails, calls, messages asking you for personal information or passwords or anything around that. Change your passwords, especially accounts linked to telecom services or anywhere you use similar login credential. Monitor your bank accounts. Regularly check for unusual transactions or activity. Tell your bank that you would like to only proceed with transactions if it's face-to-face or written by you, not just over the telephone.
Local media reports reveal that the cyber attack on Telkom Namibia has led to the leakage of personal documents belonging to prominent figures, including NBC's board chairperson Lazarus Jacobs, NIPDB CEO Nangula Wanja, and activist Michael Amushilelo on social media. Celeste Munduru from the Security Association of Namibia discussed the recent wage order, which increases the minimum wage to 18 Namibian dollars per hour, up from 8.75 for all sectors except agriculture and domestic work. Munduru also highlighted that the Namibia Security Labour Employers Federation has proposed a three-year phased implementation of this wage hike agreed upon on December 11.
We also need to implement that this can only be done if policymakers get together with the sector to ensure that the regulations are compliant and that the regulations that is now currently pending for the past 31 years does get implemented to ensure compliance.
Diane Hubart, a consultant at the Institute for Public Policy Research, recently spoke to Future Media on a significant legal development impacting gender and LGBT plus rights in the country. She highlighted two pivotal court rulings that challenge laws criminalizing same-sex relations and those preventing the recognition of foreign same-sex marriages, adding that these cases represent a crucial moment for LGBT plus rights in the country.
The judgments in Degashu and Dasep actually said that public opinion is not the major factor. The Constitution is there to protect people, even if they are asserting a right that is not a popular right, that some people object to. That's exactly the point of the Constitution. The Constitution is the supreme law, and the Supreme Court is the authority that interprets that supreme law. And Parliament is supposed to be passing legislation that is consistent with the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Constitution.
To South Africa now, where the Black Business Federation calls for inclusive growth and free trade during South Africa's G20 presidency. Chief Executive Nzikelelo Tlulane highlights the opportunity to prioritize Africa's interests, including reducing capital costs for developing economies. The federation has emphasized the need for growth of small, medium and micro enterprises. Internationally, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has echoed calls made by the Group of Seven national leaders in support of an inclusive and non-sectarian government in Syria. It follows a virtual meeting on Friday during which they discussed developments in the Middle East and continued support for Ukraine. Caroline Malone is in Washington for us.
UK's Prime Minister Keir Starmer, after Friday's virtual meeting, said that Syria needs a credible, inclusive and non-sectarian government. The White House also noted in a preview that US President Joe Biden would speak about Ukraine and continued US financial support for Kyiv, including using income from frozen Russian assets. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.